It began life as a campaign poster, although you would have to have one very large wall to ever hang it. However, the elaborate painting was never used to herald a general who had eyes on public office. Rather, it took on a very interesting life of its own. The story is this edition of the American Countryside and is brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I'd overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Ikenma Robinson shares the story of a poster like none other.
It was originally created to serve as a campaign poster. However, unfortunately, due to the untimely passing of General John Alexander Logan, passed from pneumonia just a few short days before its completion.
But this was no ordinary poster. Logan called upon a well-known artist to begin the work in the 1880s.
His name was William Vaynor. He was initially given $20,000 to create the painting, and immediately realizing this would have been an insurmountable task to complete alone, he went out and recruited 10 other very talented German and Polish artists.
General John Logan had commanded a large portion of the Union forces at the Battle of Atlanta. Logan Circle in Washington, D.C., and Logan County, Kansas, are named for him. The painting, or campaign poster, for his vice presidential campaign grew to measure 42 feet tall and 358 feet long.
After General Logan's passing, the painting remained with American Panoramic Company. It was not initially intended to be a cyclorama-esque painting. The painting now is a culmination of five separate pieces that are sewn together. For the campaign poster, there was only going to be two pieces.
But when General Logan passed away, there was no longer a need for a campaign poster. A company that stepped in to display it soon went bankrupt. The painting itself was in jeopardy of being discarded. But that's when a unique set of events began to unfold that would wind up giving the city of Atlanta this major attraction and its first zoo. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Andrew McRae.